Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hello. Hey.
And to all of our friends here and around the globe, welcome to 60 Minutes of Gospel Music Sizzle on Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hey, we've gathered here at Bill's Healthy Habits Jambo Juice for the 522nd time. Wow. Everyone has an avocado health drink, container of berry berry yogurt, and a zippity-doo-dah bacon cheeseburger. At this spot where the music is the drive and the chatter is alive, Kevin's here today.
Hey.
So is Tori. William's here. And Gerald's here. Scotty's here on this international.
Good things are happening today. They're loud things, but get out of the way. It's all good today.
Come on.
Right here is the man who holds the world's record for 78 years straight without juicing. He's the winner of the Real Men Don't Juice Award.
He's Bill. I'll take it straight because the juice ain't that great.
Oh, there you go.
Gaither.
You know, I really do love juice, but blending all that stuff together.
Yeah.
Just give me the straight stuff. And here are the guests today with the straight stuff. Buddy Green, Karen Peck, Greater Vision.
Yeah.
Vocal Band, Signature Sound, the Martins, Booth Brothers. William, it's going to be a good stuff kind of day.
We're going to start with the whole homecoming group, Bill.
I can remember when he wrote this song. It was during the gas...
juice.
No.
It was in the early 70s, the gas crisis.
Back in the 70s when there's a gas rationing going on.
When God's people humble themselves and call on Jesus, and they look to heaven expecting as they pray, I just feel like something good is about to happen. And brother, could be that very day.
I have learned in all that happens just to praise Him, for I know He's working all things for my good. And every tear I shed is worth all the investment, and I know He'll see me through. He said He would. He has promised eye nor ear can hardly fathom
happen. Yeah.
And keeping my listeners fully informed, here's today's public service announcement. This is International Good Attitude Month.
Oh, yes. I hate this month.
my dear friend Zig Ziglar will always say, your attitude is the single greatest reflection of who you really are. So dedicate yourself to having a positive attitude today and every day.
You know, Zig also said, your attitude determines your ultimate altitude.
Boy. Wow.
Good stuff from a good man.
I miss him.
I do too. Hey, here's a vocal band, Bill. Going to crank it up.
My son wrote this. Woo. Old Benji. This kind of stuff he likes. And
got a groove to it.
Muddy
vocal
Waters.
Band with Muddy Waters on Homecoming Radio.
My mouth was dry, my heart was heavy. A gray old man fishing next to me saw that look on my face and he began to speak. I said, through my years I've learned my lesson. We're on the same boat trying to get to heaven. This world is full of sin and strife. Son, let me give you some free advice.
You can't quench your thirst drinking muddy water, or wash your soul in a dirty stream.
You can't quench your thirst drinking muddy water. There's only one well where the water is clean. Muddy water, dirty stream.
No, I never once saw that old man again. It's hard to believe how long it's been. The words he said really changed my life. I'm the first one to
nice recognition this week. The Auto Artisans Association, meeting at Arts Autorama and Artichoke Aquarium in Algie, Alabama, have given us their Words Are for Nerds Award.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. I'm a bit stunned that they think our literary excellence is nerdy, but in spite of what they think, here is the word of the day.
All right.
The word is quantafrenia. Quantafrenia. Anybody got that wrong?
I actually do it. Just come on and do it.
Oh, hey, I got it. I'll take Quantafrenia for 40. Well, many remember the popular sidekick of the Lone Ranger, Tonto.
Yes.
Well, Tonto was actually an actor from Bronx, New York, but the Lone Ranger never knew it. Tontofrenia was a hit in vaudeville with his brother, Quantofrenia. Quanto, you see, was the comedian. Tonto was the setup guy. Well, Quanto and Tonto had a big argument in the 40s and parted ways, and Quantofrenia worked with a trained seal until 1949 when he ran out of fish. Yeah. Tonto took his feathers and left pronto. That's the history of Quantofrenia right there.
Oh, right. Quanto, yeah, I mean, that's great.
Yeah, no. Oh, okay, what it means is mathematical methods, as in architects rely on Quantofrenia in their designs.
Well, that's entirely boring.
Yeah, yeah. It really is.
And that's no
I like Tonto better. And Quanto much, much better.
Words are for nerds.
Buddy Green is going to get us out of this.
Like a lamb, telling you the wrong way, saying it's the right way. How you going to understand? How you going to know for sure if the preacher is a preaching it right? One is saying this and another saying that. Can they both be standing in the light? Keep your head in the word and your heart in the light. That's the only way you're gonna know, the only way you're gonna go right. The Spirit of God is like a flame in the night. And if you wanna do right, keep your head in the Word and your heart in the light. Well, how you gonna make your stand when it all comes crashing down? When Babylon's burning and everybody turning, waiting for the final round. Where are you gonna be on that day? Clouds come rolling in, but when the Lord returns and everybody learns the lessons of a life of sin. Keep your head in the Word and your heart in the light. Well, that's the only way you're gonna know, the only way you're gonna grow right. The Spirit of God is like a flame in the night. And if you wanna do right, keep your head in the Word, brother, and your heart in the light. To a great and holy plan. When you talk about things eternal, it's just more than you can understand. But we all have a part in the story, and we're all a part of His concern. And the Lord is willing to teach everybody who is willing to learn. Keep your head in the Word and your heart in the light. Well, that's the only way you're gonna know, the only way you're gonna go right. The Spirit of God is like a flame in the night. If you wanna do right, keep your head in the Word, brother, and your heart in the light. Well, keep your head in the Word and your heart in the light. Well, keep your head in the Word and your heart in the light. Well, keep your head in the Word.
Tori.
Yes, Bill.
You know you're having a bad day. When?
When the person at the checkout counter gives you a senior discount and you just celebrated your 40th birthday.
Oh, no.
Not good.
Please.
You know, yeah. I don't know how I got over the hill without getting to the top.
That's you deep. Got a pretty good view of the valley from where you are, buddy. Out there.
Things like that keep me up at night.
Joy unspeakable and full of Hi, this is Fat Barker. I'm with the Mark Trammell Quartet. Thanks for listening to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
And Scott Fowler has found some more of those loony laws.
Oh, tell us.
Of course, I'm your man for that. Hey, in Kansas, it is illegal for restaurants to serve ice cream on cherry pie.
Get out.
That's outrageous. Hey, in Idaho, a box of candy sent to your sweetheart must weigh at least 50 pounds.
I'm for that. Yes.
Easy, easy. Careful
now.
No,
the girl must weigh it.
Oh, my goodness. Never ask her. Hey, it's the law. What can I say?
Here's Karen Peck. Give it to Jesus.
In a world gone crazy, but there's only one sure way to cope. A resting place where I can go, found in the loving arms of the one who saved me. So when I feel that life is just too much for me to bear, Jesus says to cast on him my every care. Gonna give it to Jesus, gonna stand on the promise. He's proven himself faithful time after time. Gonna lay down my burden, 'cause one thing is certain, his shoulders are much bigger than mine. When I'm going through the school of hard knocks, I can pass the test, I can stand the shock, 'cause God will be my strength within my weakness. Through the ins and outs of the daily grind, there's joy overflowing and peace of mind. Priorities are clear when I look to Jesus. The balance I've been searching for is starting to unfold. I'm giving up the struggle, the need to have control. Gonna give it to Jesus, gonna stand on the promise. He's proven himself faithful.
Get some gracious notes from our friends each week. They leave them at homecomingradio.com.
Yeah, notes like this one from Lina in Illinois. She says, I can never tell you how much I enjoy the listening to you people, because I don't. No, actually, she said, she'll help me get through my day, and it gives me comfort and cheer. You make the world a better place. Thanks so much.
This one's for you, Gerald. She says, thanks, Gerald, for your posting about Homecoming Radio on your site.
Sure. Yes,
I listened to some great music, and I'm certain that Kevin needs counseling. Love it all, and thanks. That's from Meredith.
Thanks, Meredith. I've had it. This says, I'm John. I'm a student at African Bible University in Uganda. Wow. Blessed to hear the program every Sunday on Radio ABC. It's life-changing music. It always revives my spirit. Blessings to all of you.
And Sandra says, I listen to you online all the time. The music is the greatest and the chatter is very, very funny. Yeah. Keep up the good work.
Good taste.
She needs counseling.
That's good. The setting was in Jerusalem at David Sentinel. And what an experience to hear Larnell sing this old classic, I Walk Today, where Jesus walked, and to know that, you know, somewhere in that vicinity, he was there teaching, helping, healing, giving people hope. That was 2,000 years ago. And the beauty of salvation is you can still walk with him, and you still can experience life, and life more abundantly.
I walked today where Jesus walked, in days of long ago. I wandered down each path he knew, with a reverent step and slow. Those little lanes, they have not changed. A sweet peace fills the air. I walk the day where Jesus walked and felt his presence there. day where Jesus knelt and fell to him close to.
Pretty amazing. What an amazing voice after all
great
these
singer.
Years. Great singer, a great song, a great message. Are we blessed to be able to sing this message nightly across the country?
Yes, we are.
That God makes sense in a world that does not make sense at all to me. We got to go.
If you cyber surf, flybyhomecomingradio.com.
Where you can hear more of us online, find the dates and places for our upcoming concerts, and get news about the latest Gaither videos.
You'll love our Facebook page, so come on by and click that little like button and leave us a note. Homecomingradio.com.
Some wonderful stations in Washington State like KACS, KBKW, KMBI, the folks in Spokane there, KMLW, KNCW. Thank you, and a big salute. And Bill, we've got to get out of here. It is time for your accordion lesson.
Oh, the bellows are waiting. Here we go.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Well, it's been some kind of day, and you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music. You know, we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard here. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all of your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Until then, for Bill and the entire Homecoming gang, I'm Phil Brower, saying later, everybody.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.